This is the Pete and Sebastian Show with Pete Corielli and Sebastian Maniscalco.
All right, guys, just a quick reminder, the Pete Corielli Authentic Comedy Tour is underway. I want to thank everybody so far from Boston. I had a blast. Ridgefield, Connecticut, you guys were fantastic. So, I listen, thank you all for coming out. More shows coming. You go to PeteCorielli.com. And you can see all the dates. I got Philly coming up, Milwaukee, Chicago, Charlotte, Long Island, Washington, D.C. More dates to come.
Who's the black sheep? What's the black sheep? No, not who I am.
All right.
What's up, Pete Sebastian Show? We're back, baby.
So what's
We're
up?
Back, old school style.
Doing?
Old school style. There's a lot. I mean, guy, I don't know when's the last time we did this. There's so much that's happened between once I last saw you and now.
I bet.
When did I least see you? Vegas?
Vegas. Yeah, this show might have to come out immediately. Like, it might have to just trump all the other ones, right? Because, like, it's going to be so... It's a lot going on, man.
I just got out of the shower. Just got out of the steam room, Matt.
All right, right.
My head's all over the map. You've settled in. You've done your hobby.
Man. Yeah, same thing.
And I feel like you're a little bit more collected than I am. So give me a piece of Pete's life. I don't know. Give me what's going on, because we've been so out of touch. I feel like I literally don't even know you.
Right. Well, we could go big, we can go small. Let's go small, because big is I'm ready to discuss the photo I sent you about what then went down in my town, and that's going to take some time. So we'll get into that. Later, maybe next show. But I got to hit you with something small. We had on musician, great dude, Andy Frasco, right? Getting a lot of positive feedback about Frasco. Everybody loved that hang when he put his foot out. We talked about the shrooms, and you go, hey, we're good, guy. Hey, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. I got a family, right? So very funny. So anyway, he's playing November 30th in Buffalo. I'm going to go see him. But we've been texting. We've been coming, like, friendly. Right? Good dude. So the other day, he hits me with a nice text about being friends for a long time. And then I hit him with just a great line of mine where I said something like, I'm paraphrasing, I said something like, I don't plan on having a run into my late 80s or anything, but I figure I'll know you for as long as I'm alive. I don't know, but I don't know how long that'll be, something like that, right? So this is his move, and I think I'm going to steal this, and I want your take on it. He hits back with just a song from Spotify, right? So I click on it, and it's a song by old country legend George Strait, and it's called Here for a Good Time. And, like, I won't do the whole thing, but the chorus is, I'm not here for a long time. I'm just here for a good time. So bring out the sunshine, forget the red wine, pour me some moonshine. Oh, dude, and it, like, summed me up. The song summed me up, you know? I don't know how long I'm going to be here, but while I'm here, let's have a good time. Frasco hit me with a song that summed me up, and that was his response. I'm thinking, dude, like, what if you did that? You're on a text with somebody. I'll give you an example, but you only use the Michael Jackson catalog, maybe the Prince catalog as well, stuff you're familiar with, right? I go, my wife left me. I thought we had such a good thing, bro. I'm in my late 50s. I don't know. I guess I'll figure it out somehow, but thanks for being such a friend throughout it all. What Michael Jackson tune are you sending back to me on Spotify that just sums all that up? You know what I'm saying? I can't make you decide so fast, but that would be the kind of thing.
Maybe Gone Too Soon.
Wow, see, if we had DJ Lou, I'd know exactly what that sounds like. Am I allowed to do a Google on that or something? But like, I like that, though. Maybe representing the marriage is gone too soon. It didn't last as long as it should.
Wow. Yeah, but I got to listen, guy, I got to go and rewind the tape here. Yeah, take me to what you told him about it. I'm gonna be living into my 80s, but we're gonna be friends. What the fuck is that, bro? This is like some high school shit. We're gonna
nah.
Well, what are we going to do after graduation?
Yeah, maybe we'll never see each other again.
What?
Bro.
What is that?
I hate to snap back when I'm snapped upon right now, but, you know, I bite my tongue about this daddy doctor shit for like 2 years now. I text one guy, like, you know.
I'm just saying, you don't think that's a little not Pete?
First of all, I mean, come on. I'm looking up the text, but first of all, you got to understand, guy. This guy is like a one song away, or just some of his songs being recognized away from being a rock star, okay? And like, that's a different level of friendship, having a rock star friend, guy. That's like, you know what I'm saying? So it's an investment. No, seriously though, I like Frasco. I'm joking with that. He's got some great fucking tunes, but he hit me with, I hit him out of nowhere. I've been playing his music. I'm on like 5 songs that I love. So I hit him with a text out of nowhere going, hey, man, great hanging with you. Just got to let you know, man, some of your tunes, I've been playing them. And I go, this one, that one, that one, really dig it. I go, I've been coming out on stage to this one. So just keep it up, bro. And then he says something back like,
I'm sorry, bro.
What the? Guy, it's you're coming out to his music? What do you mean coming out to his music?
We're coming out to his music.
Yeah.
What is that? A towel?
What the fuck? It's a fucking paper towel. Bro, you're throwing me off. It's artistic, encouragement back and forth. Yeah, I'm coming out to a tune. Oh, I miss getting high just to get high. Now I have to get stoned just to get by. I used to just laugh, used to just live, never ask why. I miss getting high just to get high. Whoa.
All right, listen.
Right out of the steam room into some Andy Frasco a cappella.
I'm going to hit you with this. This is the equivalent of us doing a cast with Garcia. Right? Uh-huh. And then next time you see me, I'm walking around in a red robe. This is the equivalent.
Bro, that's your goal. You know it is, but go ahead. With him, just getting off the links, coming out of the steam with Garcia, having just discussed stock.
No, I'm just busting your chops. I'm glad that you got a new friend. A new friend.
I love that you busted them out. Well, you know what? Maybe if you'd return a text a little more often, I wouldn't have to go look for one. No, seriously, though. I'm really like, honestly, though, all joking aside, busting the balls is very funny. But I am liking his song, so I hit him with that. And then he hits me with like a funny thing back, saying, thanks a lot, bro. I have a feeling we're going to know each other, be friendly for a long time. Right? I thought it was cool. And then that's when I hit him with my, dude, I don't know if I'm going to make it to my, I come big with my big 80s, not make it to my 80s speech. And then he hit me with the song. But now talking to you, you're making me feel like he was like, dude, just play the song. Turn it down. Oh my God. How many times are you going to text me back? We're done, guy.
So did you text back
on the song?
Yeah.
I took it as a split. Yeah, yeah. You hit me with a song. You're like, all right, we're done. All right? Go play that.
Oh, wow.
I miss this dissecting. I miss this, you know?
Listen, though. Yeah. Could you misinterpreted that the song was not meant for you, but it summed him up?
Well, man, that would be pretty narcissistic, right? You're sending out a song that sums you up to the person you're chatting with?
Because he don't want to chat with you with the text. He goes, bro, if you want to get to know me, this is the song.
This is what I'm about. So then maybe I should hit him back with a bit, a stand-up bit that sums up me. Jeez. But, you know, you bring up a good point, because then I said, see you November 30th. The town hall or whatever in Buffalo. Looking forward to Petey. See you there. But he don't even know how I'm getting tickets, right? You don't hit me with a you set up like with ticks or anything, you know? Wow, this guy blowing me off. But then he followed me on Twitter last night. He's throwing mixed signals, guy. Mixed signals left and right,
bro. That's why we got to do the cast more often, because I'll walk you through this whole thing. I feel like you're more in love with him than he's in love with you.
Nobody's throwing out the L word, bro. I know you're trying to make good radio, okay? But, you know, just trying to support an artist, all right? Besides, even if we started hanging out, at some point he's going to want to do mushrooms, because he does them apparently all the time. And, you know, then I'm going to go, all right, I'll be your when you're not on shroom friend. All right, so that's it. The great Andy Frasco. Go check out his music, though, folks. It really is good. Now we're hanging now. So what's up, bro? Where we going? What do you got on your end? There's been a lot going on. Let's get into something a little lengthier.
Yeah, so since I've last talked to you, my uncle passed away, right? I think I texted you this.
Yes, or you maybe did, I man. Didn't. I don't know. Very sorry to hear that. Yes, man, you did.
Yeah. So I go home. To the Wake funeral.
Was this your father's brother?
Father's brother. So my sister and I go back to the house. Now, my sister and I haven't really traveled together solo. I don't think really ever. So it was nice to just hang me and her on the plane, goofing around. So we get to the house. It was like old times, you know. We're in our old childhood house, sleeping in our old rooms, sharing the same bathroom. Same shit right. going on, knocking on the door. You ready? Come on, I gotta get in there, you know? The whole thing.
Dude, it's the start of an independent film. You know what I'm saying? And if I can interject here for a second, because it's funny, when my family passed away, my, you know, same sort of a thing, you know, like you go and you do it with your sister, like with my dad. But for your listeners out there, notice how a relative on Sebastian and his sister's side passes away. So Sebastian and his sister go and deal. If you're married, don't drag your spouse to Milwaukee because your aunt died. All right? Don't even put your spouse in that position. Just go by yourself and tell them. Even if you don't have kids, even if they have no job and nothing else to do, that's your deal. That's your, right? That's how I feel.
Well, yeah, that's a great point. It's funny, and this could be. I don't know if I want to go there just yet.
Yeah.
But let me stay on where I'm going sure. with this, and I want to know if you think this is inappropriate. So we're at the funeral, and I had some moments myself. You know, you don't really know how you're gonna feel. You know, you maybe have your private moments when someone dies, but then when you're out at the wake. You don't really know what type of emotions are going to kind of overcome you when you're there and you're seeing other people and whatnot. So I had my moments, right? I was looking at the moment I had was when I was looking at the carousel of photos of his life, right? And I started, you know, kind of looking at, and I started thinking to myself, oh, you know, I think maybe we do this in death. Hey, did I spend enough time? Did, you know, you start like feeling a little guilty about maybe what you didn't or did do. Anyway, here's where I start to go off the track a little bit. What's your take on this? Because I'm sitting around, right? And it's a long day. It's 3 to 9, the wake. People coming in, sorry for your loss. You know, you get that whole thing.
It's terrible.
What do you think? As I pitched this to my sister at the funeral, at the wake, a bar in the back? No, I'm not looking for this.
Right. Go ahead.
I'm not looking to party. But, no, you know, it's people are grieving.
Right.
Maybe a little tequila right now, just to kind of like, what you take?
I don't think it's inappropriate. I like the idea, but the minute you said tequila, you trashed it up a little bit. You trashed it up. I'm thinking a nice bottle of scotch, couple of bottles of red wine, something to soothe the throat while you're sad. I mean, you turn it into like, what? I remember the time he told the manager to go fuck himself? Thinking it's start going down memory lane, turning it into a fucking Kelly's Irish pub right out there in the lobby. Tequila, Jesus, guy, of all drinks.
Bro, I'm not. You're thinking tequila, what? Cuervo 1800, spring break in Daytona Beach. I'm thinking a nice tequila, you know, just on a one rock, sipping it in the back, maybe on a couch. By the way, I think the wake itself, where they have wakes, they gotta update it. I think it's an antiquated room. With the couches and the drapes and the shit, it's just sad. It just looks sad.
I don't even know why we're doing the corpse thing. I mean, we've had this discussion before, but it just seems to me like, you know, we work so hard to look good. Now you're gonna see me at my worst right before the dirt comes. Jesus, you know what I'm saying? Makes no sense. How about just a fantastic? Everybody should pick their death photo, right? You pick it like you make your will. When I die, this is the photo that's going to be on the easel. When you walk in, there's going to be no coffin. You're going to look at that and say what you want to say. Just a reminder of what an Adonis I was in 1993. All right? You know what I'm saying? Pick your best year, your best goddamn tan, boom, and show yourself at your peak.
Well, you bring up a great point. God forbid you pass away tomorrow. Yeah. Are you taking an older photo of you currently, like a current photo, or are you taking a photo of you when you're in your 20s? Because
depending on how I die, if you get to my corpse within the first 45 minutes, I think we're good to go right here with what we got. I'm peeping. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So I got no problem with that. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got to have control of your photo, bro. That's what I'm saying. You have to pick your photo. It's as important as writing your will. Because if you don't, Lana's going to pick it. She's going to put you when you were wearing some leopard T-shirt that she talked you into that you didn't even want to be wearing, you know? And half your boys aren't even going to be mourning you because they're going to be laughing at the photo at the easel, you know? So that's my take on that.
So you're going, and then they had, you know, like the carousel of photos. And then I start thinking, you know, all right, you know, it's hard not to think, okay, how do you want to go? Like you're saying easel photo, right?
Right. Body on request. It's in the back room on request. If someone comes and they go, I want to see the body, you know, we bring you in the back. But, you know, so now everyone's just going, oh, look at everywhere he goes. Tony's always got to see the body. He's always, what are you, a fucking detective? But yeah, the body's in the back on request, but it's not out there for everybody.
Okay. B-O-R. What do you think of this?
Yeah.
I was looking at the carousel of photos, and it was really nice because you got to see him when he was with his kids. You got to see him, you know, midlife. You got to see him when he's older. What do you think of a video like a sizzle, like a highlight reel?
I think that's phenomenal. I think that's beautiful, man. Yes, right on a wall. You know what I'm saying? Just on a
set
loop.
To some music. Yeah, I thought, oh, that'd be cool to see video footage of the person talking and whatnot. Right. For those of those people there that maybe didn't really know who he was, get a little glimpse of his life or the person's life.
Bro, what about this to your point? You ever go to a museum and then in the corner they'll have a little area where there's some benches for like 15 to 20 people? So if you want to watch the video now about how the bridge was made, and it lasts like 10, 15 minutes, and you sit and then you watch it, that's what's happening at the wake. There's a little viewing area in the corner. So this isn't just on a loop, right? You go to the wake, you see your corpse, then they slide over to the viewing area. They watch a 15-minute thing on you, and then they slide. And that's when they know it's time to leave now. But on the way out, we got tequila and wine and scotch at the bar. Oh, my God, bro, are we charging for your week? $20 a head? This is turning into a cast. I could be right next to the corpse, dude. Right next to you doing a few. Yeah, no. So anyway, bro.
Another thing that I noticed. Food. People are starving. I'm starving. And then, you know, they have that setup in the back where you go in that little makeshift kitchen and then they got like cookies or sandwiches or whatnot. Uh-huh. And everybody's in there. It's packed and whatnot. But I was thinking, oh, you know, what about like little past hors d'oeuvres? Too much?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I'm digging it all. But now I'm thinking in terms of if I own the funeral home. You know, it's like, you know, and I have crumbs. People are eating all over the place. This is, you know, take this to your house, right? Was there an after party somewhere or, you know?
It's not a party. It's a wake.
No, there was a nice lunch that we all went to after it was all said and done. But I want to get to what I did at the funeral.
Okay.
And I don't know if I've ever told you this story before. However, Lana's family has a tradition of releasing butterflies when somebody dies. Did I, are you laughing or did you sneeze?
No.
Patrick held in a sneeze. Let's talk about that. Have you ever tried to hold in a sneeze?
No, I never have. My sister used to do that. It drives me nuts. I don't. Yeah. It's dangerous, bro. It's dangerous.
I feel if you hold in a sneeze,
yeah,
it could stop your heart and you could literally fall over, right?
Absolutely. Something could burst. Yes. You could have a cyst or a clot and you hold in a sneeze, pow, you just popped it. There you go. Whereas before it was going to slide right through your body, right? You know, but now you do a hard jerk. It's no good. It's like, yeah, I'm right there with you, bro. I want to get back to these butterflies, though, man. This is like,
where do you get them
and shit? All right.
So what they do is they release the butterflies before they bury the person. And the concept of the butterfly is it's signifying that the dead is now free of constraints. And it's able to fly, right? And when you see a butterfly, you think of the person who died. For example, they did this at Lana's father's funeral. They released butterflies. And every time we see a butterfly, we think of Lana's father because the thing is he's coming back to say hello in the form of a butterfly. So it's Serafina's fourth birthday. We're outside and there's a butterfly flying around. And we're like, oh, look at Lana's father's here. You know, it might sound corny, but I thought it was a cool way to remember the dead, right? So I'm like, all right.
No, it is. I'm just like, you know, if I wanted to go that route, I don't even know where I'd call to you know, I'd call a place that has butterflies. And then say, I want to take 10 and let them go. And they're like, hey, it's fucking 35 degrees out. What the fuck?
So I get Lana on this. There's a place in Clearwater, Florida. They sell butterflies, right? For this specific occasion.
For your uncle. You get it for your uncle? Get out of here. Okay. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
So I'm like, that sounds like a good idea. I'm going to do the butterflies. 100 butterflies. And they come in a little triangle envelope. You know, it looks like that. Remember when we used to play that game of football where you used to do the goalpost and you used to flick the little triangle in school?
Yes.
So it looks like that. That's what it looks like. It comes, and then there's like an inscription on it. Like you could say, hey, fly, release your wings and or whatever you want. You could put a little saying on the envelope, right? So they ship them overnight. By the way, guess how much? Just
Hold on. You're saying there's a live butterfly in that envelope?
Yeah.
One per envelope?
Yes.
And where'd you order them from? Florida?
Yeah.
And you ordered 100?
100.
You're a fucking rock star, bro. You are a star. That's some serious fucking movie star shit right there. Holy shit. They're packing butterflies going, honey, get the beach house. Holy shit, he ordered 100 monarchs. I have no idea how much it would cost to get 100 butterflies FedExed from Florida to Chicago in 24 hours. Man, you ain't getting this shit on any other cast.
So it wasn't even a cost thing. Because Lana was taking care of it, whatnot, to just get them there. But then afterwards, I ask, how much is it to get? It's $350, all right?
That's it?
Which I thought was cheap. I mean, for butterfly. Yeah.
Bro, you could get a pinata for your kid's birthday, and right before it's time to release it, you put the butterflies in the pinata. One kid hits it, fucking 100 butterflies come out. That's worth $350. That's magic. Holy shit. I thought it was going to be $350 a butterfly. A butterfly.
I thought it was fairly cheap. for what the impact is, like to release 100 butterflies at once.
Right.
I've seen it done. It's beautiful. When my wife's family did it, I've been at one of these funerals. They let them go, and they're flying around. They give you a little kiss on the cheek, and it's beautiful, right?
Is there any color in these things, or are they all brown ones? You got to pay extra for ones with some color.
Yeah, I mean, they're not like the most,
could it be mistaken for a moth? Could it be mistaken for? Okay.
No.
All right. Because that'd be like, bro, I don't know why people aren't doing this. You, for your birthday parties with your kid and stuff, 350 butterflies? Boom. I got it. That's unbelievable. This guy is like giving them away. He's giving them away.
We did it at our wedding. We released butterflies, kind of in little memory of her father, right?
Right.
So the butterflies come, and I've never seen the actual shipment and how they come. Yeah. So I get this box. They come on ice. They have ice blocks in them,
right?
In the box. Right. And the butterflies are in these like individual boxes, like three individual boxes, like 33 envelopes in each little box. The directions say, prior to releasing the butterflies, take the ice out and defrost for about an hour and a half. Right?
Wow.
So I got these butterflies in the trunk. We go to the cemetery. There's 100 people there. We all go into a chapel, and now people are going to speak. So I'm thinking, prior to going into the chapel, okay, we got 100 people. And out of 100 people, how many people do you think would speak as kind of like a final, hey, this man was great? How many speeches you think out of 100 people?
I'd say about 4-5 max.
Okay. I said at least 10. 10 people are going to get up there and say something, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's got 4 kids. He's got a wife. He's got a brother. He's got a best friend. I'm thinking, all right, you know, people are going to get up. So before I go into the chapel, I take out the ice. So one person gets up there. Beautiful speech. You know, speech, you know, it starts off, they're crying, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they say beautiful things about the person. And then there's a punch of humor in the middle of it. You know, people kind of like, you're crying and you're like laughing. And then it goes kind of a wonderful send-off, right? Then my sister got up there, right? She was going to say something. She's trying to be funny, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my sister don't like talking in public, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she's trying to land some zingers, right? Now, at my wedding, didn't you write some of the stuff?
I think I may. I don't know if she used it, but I think I gave her some stuff, yeah.
The roast, the jokes that you wrote for my sister. And my sister had explained, first of all, my sister killed.
Yeah.
I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, the timing, the jokes, everything clicked. It was fantastic. And I'm sitting there thinking, I might have to take this girl on the road with me. and everybody said so. I mean, the whole wedding thought she was fantastic.
Okay, yeah. So she had a professional comedian writing the stuff for her at my wedding. At the funeral, she said like a couple of jokes. They didn't land, and I almost told her, I said, just next time you try that, call me.
Listen, I'm sure she had a lot of jokes at your wedding that she did herself, man. Sounds like she should have went before whoever went first. Whoever went first sounds like, you know, they probably made some other people look at their wives and husbands and go, forget, I'm good. Yeah. She said enough. Yeah.
Sister goes up, she does her thing, right? And then the guy who's running this thing comes up, he goes, anybody else? And I'm looking around and I go, you gotta be shitting me. Nope. I got butterflies that need to be thawed.
Bro, these things aren't ready to fly yet.
I was going to go up and do 45 just to give my butterflies some time to thaw.
Bro, this is a goddamn, this is a scene in a TV show, I swear to God. You're looking at someone else in your family, you got to go up there and say something. And you go, I didn't even like the guy. Say something. I got butterflies that are still coming out of hibernation. They need another 45 minutes. Oh, my God. This is hilarious. I don't know why you didn't thaw these things before this whole thing went down. It's not like they're going to die after 10 minutes.
I thought if you take out the ice and they are there for 4 or 5 hours in an envelope, that they're going to die. So I was trying to time it. You know, like I didn't want to take it out too soon. Right. So they're like, if that's all the speeches, we'd like to now go to the mausoleum to put him to rest. And I'm like, oh. So we're going to the mausoleum. Now, the mausoleum is outside. It's outside. Right. It's, you know. Right. And it's raining. Right? And I'm like, yeah. So I take out the butterflies and I'm passing them out. I'm passing them out. Now, you know, Lana's family, they're accustomed to this. They've seen this before. My family, right? I got like, you know, people that don't even speak English there, like just like old Italians, right? They can't even grasp the concept that there's butterflies in the envelope. They're like, hey, what do you mean? You know, like, I'm like, oh, fuck. So I'm explaining. This is a tradition my wife's side of the family does. They release butterflies, and it means that the butterfly is free. And next time you see a butterfly, you think of my uncle, right? I said, now on the count of three, I'd like to release the butterflies. So everybody rips open the envelope. Bro, frozen stiff. Right? Just one little wing is just trying to move on my butterfly. So it's just, it's hanging there on the envelope. I'm trying to blow this thing off because I figure maybe if one starts to fly, the others will notice.
Holy shit, bro. Holy shit.
So the butterfly takes off, but he falls to the floor. Now all the butterflies are falling onto the floor, right? I'm looking around, bro. It looks like a butterfly apocalypse at the fucking funeral home.
Holy shit.
It couldn't have went worse. Oh my God, bro. If you compare this to what Lana's family does, it was awful. No one knew what was going on. People are swearing in Italian, you know, that their butterfly is not flying. Like they got ripped off, you know, like they bought the butterflies, right?
And then it's raining, so they're just getting wet and like on the ground, right?
I happened to step on one. I didn't even see it. I stepped on one. The kid saw me step on one, and he's like, oh, my God, the butterfly, you stepping. I'm like, oh, fuck. I said, let's wrap it up. Get in the car. Let's go to lunch. It's the last time I do this shit.
Holy shit, bro. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, dude. That is fucking unbelievable.
Do you ever feel... Like
right out of like a Modern Family would have an episode like that. Jesus, that's hilarious. Oh God.
So
you think the butterflies, by the way, are like, you know, they get frozen to like fall asleep and they're like, wonder where we're going. And they wake up and they're like, fucking Chicago? What the fuck? Meanwhile, your wedding, they're opening up, they're in Napa Valley. They're like, oh my God, this is paradise. Holy shit.
Yeah, so
that is I was
telling Lana, God. You ever try and do something that's not, you know, like, oh, I'm going to try and do this because it sounds like a great idea. And then you just, right. then you're like, you know what? Just let me stay in my lane. Just let's all go out and we'll eat meatballs that what we normally do at these fucking funerals and call it a night. I'm trying to start a family tradition in 53 degree weather in a fucking rainstorm at a cemetery.
Did you ever see Four Christmases with Reese Witherspoon and Vince Vaughn? Where they're going to go to each one. So Vince's character's got some cash. So he goes to his family's, and he's got a fucking satellite dish for Robert Duvall, his father. Duvall don't even want the fucking dish, and Vince Vaughn's on the roof trying to fucking screw it in.
I don't even want a fancy satellite. I don't want any kind of satellite.
Not a satellite, genius. It's a satellite dish.
And the guy's like, what is he doing up there? That's you with your handing out the butterflies. You know, you got, come on, because you're coming from LA, you're in the movies. He's some butterflies. We're going to. Oh, shit. God, that's a great story. Oh, man. So, anyway, that's the Pete and Sebastian show. That's it. We're done. That's a wrap on this show. Right? It's a sitcom episode right there.
The Pete and Sebastian show.
A sitcom episode. They're not even doing TV right now. Speaking of, that's a good segue, bro.
Yeah,
I am. I'm not gonna lie to you, man. I'm very excited to see the HBO show that you got coming out. It's still on schedule to come out. Some I don't know when this is coming out, but in November, right?
I can't talk about it.
That's all right. I didn't realize that. I didn't even know you can't mention it as part of the ongoing WGA negotiations. All right.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. It's coming out. I just don't know. I just. Yeah. It's coming out.
All right. That is an unbelievable story, man. The butterfly thing, though. Holy shit. That is great.
Yeah, no, it was an experience, but it was nice. It was a nice service. It was nice to go home. My sister and I had a great time, but my sister, you know, like when you don't hang out with your sister on a regular, like if you and your sister traveled together for 2 days, you know, she would probably look at you going, wow, Pete, you do X, Y, and Z, and you'd probably look at her and go, wow, my sister was like, man, because I move. Yeah, like we travel, we move. You know, like there's a pace.
Yeah. Right.
My sister not on that pace, right? We got on a plane and she's like, oh my God, do I even have everything? We moved from the lounge to a car to the plane. And next thing you know, we're on the plane. She's like, I don't even know if I got my computer back. Did we get my computer back? I go, yeah, we got it all. Don't worry about it. You know, she's like, she was kind of like fascinated with the amount of, you know, just keep moving.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. The awareness of it all, the ease of it all. No, yeah. It is funny. Well, your dad was there too, right? At the house?
My gosh, there.
Man. Now, I have a question because you said your room. Is your room, it's not the same, right?
No.
As it was, right?
No, it's different. I mean, all different furniture, the different paint. It's not the same room. I mean, and when I go back and I go in my room, I thought my room growing up, I thought my room was a castle.
Yeah. Right.
I thought it was huge. I was like, wow, look at this room. It's huge.
Right.
Go in there now, bro, it's tight. It's tight.
Yeah. Right. It's great. It's what you know growing up. It's interesting we're talking about this because about, I don't know, maybe a month and a half ago, I was playing somewhere and I was going to New York City for something. So the night before, I went to visit my sister, and I slept over. I had a few drinks, so I slept over. And her two kids are in college, so I slept in my nephew's bedroom, in his bed. He's in college now, right? And he's got, like, Carmelo Anthony's his favorite basketball player. So he's got the posters of Carmelo Anthony on the wall. He's got the signed baseballs on the desk, you know, all that kind of. The bed was comfortable and all, but I'm like, Jesus, I'm like so much older than this freaking room, you know? And it's got me thinking about when I grew up and what I had on my wall. And did you have posters on your wall? And what were they? Sports, movie, music? What did you put on your childhood bedroom walls?
I think there was a poster of, I had that Farrah Fawcett poster.
That's classy. I mean, my parents had that. to us. What are you, like 12 years old with a Farrah Fawcett poster on? I think we did talk
and
about
Samantha
that, right?
Fox. I had the Samantha Fox. Remember Samantha Fox?
No, who's that? Where's she from?
A singer. Samantha Fox. Come on, bro.
She sounds there. Familiar. Yeah. She sounds familiar. I know yeah. Taylor Dane.
Yeah, this is the poster I had on my wall.
She's pretty, but I don't really recognize her. But yeah, that's so 80s, bro. Look at that 80s hair. Aquanet, I love it. Taking me back. Yeah.
Some bang. Yeah. So that I had her, and I had the, and then I had a Michael Jackson poster up there. And then I had a Walter I had a Walter Payton poster. How about you? What did you have?
Oh, that's good. That's good. I had Larry Bird sitting on top of a bird's nest. That was a good one. I had Dr. J with a fake operating table. And then I remember I got a little old. This got into movie ones, and I guess I must have been a little older, but I had a Charlie Sheen one from Platoon and also Hot Shot. I loved Charlie Sheen, man. I thought he was so cool.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's why I'm trying to get him on the cast, bro. I'm trying to get you to have him on the cast because I know he's on your show.
Oh, bro, is this the one?
Oh, yeah, that's my Larry Bird poster. Absolutely. Absolutely. And now show my Dr. J one where he's got an operating table. Two other ones I had. That and I had Moses Malone, who looked like Moses, dressed like Moses. Yes. It was so cool. Yeah, these things are... They were really cool posters. I started putting them all over my wall. There's the Dr. J one. Holy shit.
Your childhood home is not mine anymore. It's not in the family anymore, right?
Season six of the cast, I remember I went back to my house and the guy let me take a tour.
Yeah, so it was a nice trip. Nice trip back home. Good to see. I mean, it's sad because we were talking at the funeral going, man, we only see the cousins when somebody dies, you know, and we don't get together outside of that. So it made me realize, hey, maybe we should start doing like a reunion or, I don't know, something where we get everybody together because it was cool to kind of laugh and goof around with the cousins. So that now my dad's here for a week.
Nice.
And he just got here on Monday. It's now Wednesday. And we're going to the Chicago Bears game Sunday, right? With my
Are they
sister.
Playing in Chicago?
No, here in L.A. They're playing the Chargers.
Oh, Chargers. Nice. Nice, man.
Now, the last time my dad and I went to a Bears game, we sat in the end zone in the middle of December, 1981. I think Bob Avellini was the quarterback at the time. Freezing, bro.
Right.
Freezing our ass off all the way in the end zone. And back then, the Chicago, the Soldiers Field, I think 65% of the seats were in the end zone. So the end zone was seating was more seats than the actual length of the field.
Wow.
Got you? Yeah.
Yeah.
So it went high and long. We were freezing. I don't remember the last time I went to a Bears game. So it's going to be nice to take him to the Bears game this time around because we're such big Bears fans. And I don't even know if I can tell you this. No, can't tell you this one. This has to do with TV show. Man. Can't tell you. Man. Sorry. I'll leave you with this. I'm on a flight this week from Orlando to L.A., right? Did a couple shows out in Orlando. And the woman in front of me is watching my movie about my father on the plane, right?
Cool,
So I'm
man.
Looking. This is how sick I am. I'm looking through the seats. Because she's by the window, I'm on the aisle, and I'm looking to see if she's laughing.
right.
So there's a part where it's funny, it's coming up, right? And nothing. I'm not getting anything from this woman. I don't know if she's smiling, I can't tell, but there's no visual, like, you know, there's none of that.
right. Yeah.
So I go to the bathroom, I come back, and as I coming back, I tap her on the shoulder as I'm sitting down, and I go, is this movie funny? And she looks at me, she goes, yeah, it's good. And she continues watching the movie. So I sit down. Right? And I'm like, all right. 4 minutes, 5 minutes goes by. She gets up. She turns to me. So now she's kind of leaning on her seat. And she goes, the movie is about a father and son going to visit.
No way. Oh, my God.
Going to visit his girlfriend's in-laws. And they're rich and they're assholes, right? And I look at her. I go, you know I'm in the movie, right? And she looks at me. And now she's got the thing on pause. It's De Niro and I paused. She looks. She goes, oh, my God. Twice she didn't know it was the guy right. She was watching on the fucking screen, right?
right, because she wouldn't believe it, man.
So she was sweet. She came back, and she's like, oh, okay, take a picture and whatnot. But I just thought that was funny
crazy,
that she didn't know that.
Crazy, man. That is nuts.
That I was sitting behind her. Normally, I wouldn't do that. I would normally, but I go, hey, let's have some fun with this, right? Let's have some
right,
fun.
Right.
And the time I want to have fun, she don't even know who the hell I am.
Because she can't believe it. I'm telling you, bro, that is, goddamn, that's a funny one, man. That's like a famous one where Sting said that he was in his office in a high-rise building, I think back in New York City, and the window washers were outside his window. On the scaffold, and the one guy was singing at the top of his lungs, Roxanne, without even knowing Sting is on the other side of the glass, because it was like tinted. Wow. Yeah, man. So, if you open up the window and say, it's a good song, right? Fucking guys go, yeah, I love it. You should get it. It's off the third album. Oh, bro. Good hanging, man. Good story.
Good hang. We'll reconnect next time. I want to hear this. This is going to be fascinating. Stay tuned, guys, for next week's show, because Pete's going to be describing what happened in his small town of Fredonia. For now, that's the Pete and Sebastian show.
Here we go. So Sebastian's sister comes up, and I'm just going to start reading them off, all right? I am now Jessica Maniscalco, although she's married, has a new last name, but that's what we're going with. On behalf of my brother Sebastian and his beautiful bride-to-be Lana, I thank you all for joining us at such a stunning location. But what you may not know is Napa Valley was their second choice for the wedding. Originally, they wanted to have the ceremony at a more convenient location for travel. Unfortunately, the planet Mars was booked this weekend. They chose Napa Valley because they wanted to have an adventure. They are into adventures, because that's what it says on Sebastian's invitation. I write, they chose Napa Valley because they wanted to have an adventure. They're into adventures. The last time my brother had a true adventure was when his spray tan leaked onto his white pants. My brother said, once you get to Napa Valley, you won't need any money for the entire wedding weekend. I said, great, because after paying for my travel to get here, I don't have any more. Sebastian and Lana wanted a wedding people wouldn't soon forget. Well, job well done, guys, because it's going to take 6 months to pay off this credit card bill. By the way, folks, halfway through the roast, there'll be a 15-minute intermission so my brother can re-tan. And how about that wedding invitation, huh, folks? Raise your hands if your wedding gift to my brother and Lana was less expensive than the invitation to the wedding. The wedding invitation was so beautiful, I re-gifted it for a friend's birthday. And tomorrow's band, the wedding band for Sebastian and Lana's ceremony, apparently they're so good, they're the same wedding band George Lucas, creator of Star Wars, hired for his wedding a few months back. Now, I'm not saying the band was expensive, but for the same cost, they could have booked Sting with Tony Bennett opening and had money left over for caviar and shark fin soup. Seriously, though, folks, I'm excited to finally say I have a sister-in-law who I adore. What I'm not excited to say is that she'll most likely be dancing this weekend. I'm not saying Lana has no rhythm, but if you watch her rocking and shaking on the dance floor long enough, you can actually get seasick. Her dancing is so bad, you have to take Dramamine before you watch her. Lana's an amazing woman who's done so much to make my brother a better person. I mean, if you'd seen my brother's outfits before Lana came into his life, you'd swear he had cardboard in the trunk of his car so he could pull over and breakdance whenever he felt the urge. And wait till you see my brother's custom-made tuxedo. The last time my brother wore anything custom-made was when he cut the sleeves off his sweatshirt so his biceps could breathe. I've known my brother his entire life, and I can honestly say, folks, I have never seen him as happy as he is right now, except for when Sylvester Stallone announced they decided to make Rocky II.
The show has ended.
Anybody else? And I'm looking around. Like, you gotta be shitting me. Nope. I got butterflies that need to be thawed.
Bro, these things aren't ready to fly yet.
I was gonna go up and do 45 just to give my butterflies some time to thaw.